We discussed until now how exactly to count for Zimun, what to do about all those different pratim, and how to count for Zimun, how many people have to eat, the idea of Rov Nikar, 7 out of 10. We discussed all those things until now. Now, who counts for Zimun? Most specifically, the Gemara tells us a whole list of different things. The Sefer Torah, Talmidei Chachamim learning, the two of them plus Torah. The Gemara talks about all these different cases, and the Gemara says, Let Hilchata. The Gemara says, everything I just told you, cross it out. We don't hold like any of it. But, Katan HaYodel Lemimi Varchim, a Katan who knows that we pray to the Ribono Shel Olam, that Katan counts for Zimun, says the Gemara. And the Gemara proceeds to give us a story with Rabbah, the Hay, who took his nephew and Abaye, his nephew Rava and Abaye, when they were young, and he asked them, where is Hashem? You know, there's a famous song, Hashem is here, Hashem is... So one of them points up, and then the other one goes outside and he points up. So they both said, Hashem is up. So Hashem, they clearly know where the Ribono Shel Olam is. So those Kitanim would count for Zimun. Not that they would count for a Zimun with Rava. You still need a Rov Nikar. We'll get to that in a second. But it proves that they are qualified, they're licensed to count for Zimun. This idea of a Katan is a little bit unclear in the Gemara. What age exactly are we talking about? So, some say that it depends, whenever he understands who the Ribono Shel Olam is. And Beseder Gamur, Kol Echad De'echad, Lefi Churfe, according to the sharpness, according to how intelligent he is. You can't give an exact number, you can give a range, you can give an expectation, but you can't give an exact number. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted saying it's the same halacha as Muflas HaMuflaish. When it comes to Nidarim, you need a very low level of da'at. Even lower level of da'at than it requires for Eidut and other things. So 1 year before 13, the age of 12 in the 13th year, that's a Muflas Samuch La'ish. He can take Nidarim. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, so too here, a Katan, a little bit less than 13, counts for Zimun. Whereas the Rosh has a Yerushalmi. There are two Malachim in the Rosh. Unfortunately, I didn't get to review that part. Basically, the Rosh's maskana is that you need to be 13 years old, and we don't hold like this Gemara. So, therefore, you need to be 13 years old. And that's what the Ramah says. Ashkenazim don't hold of the rest of this halacha. The rest for them would be the Lagdil Torah al-Hadir. But for us, Svaradim, it's very important. Be'ezashim, you'll get married, you'll have a Ben Zachar, and that Ben Zachar will become the right age, and you'll be Mechanechen, and you'll be able to count him for a Zimun. So let's figure out what age exactly. What's the minimum age? What's the threshold for a katan to count for Zimun? I know we spoke about this over the summer. We'll talk about it again. It's good chazara. Okay, Bezat Hashem. So number one, this Rishonim give us all these random numbers. Is it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Are those davka or are they lav davka? Are those specific? You must be this age and above. The Rif says 7 or 8. Rabbeinu Yonah's Girsa of the Rif is 8 or 9. The Rif says 10 or 9. And the Rabbeinu Yonah's Girsa of the Rif is 8 or is 10 or 9. And the Rambam says 7 or 8. The Ra'ah and the Ritva say 5. Are those specific? Or are those lav davka? So it's a big machloket. But you could say that because even the Rif himself gives a range of 9 or 10. It sounds like it's not specific. It doesn't have to be specific. Whatever it is that the Katan gets to. But is there a lower limit? Maran quotes the Rivash and the Rashba who says it's the same as halachot of chinuch. For Yom Kippur, you start chinuch from 6 years old. For mekach u'mekar, katan starts from 6 years old. So too, when it comes to this halacha, when it comes to zimun, you have to be a minimum of 6 years old plus yidiat Hashem, hakarat habore, in order to count for zimun. That means, halacha l'maaseh, that means a 5-year-old boy from Mea She'arim, who has finished Shas Mishnah, who knows Mikra by heart, does not count for Zimun. But the 12-year-old boy who goes to Great Neck North Middle School and has not been to Shul since Yom Kippur, does not wear tefillin, he's not bar mitzvah, but he doesn't pray to Ribono Shel Olam, he goes to the game on Shabbat, he goes shopping on Shabbat, does he count for Zimun? Answer is yes. He has that up against the kid in Mea She'arim. So now, I told you the halacha, it's pretty black and white. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, 6 years old. Open the Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch, what does he say? 9 years old. What? I just told you 6 years old. Why did the Magen Avraham say 9? So now the Achronim have a big field day. Magen Avraham, there's all these pshatim in the Magen Avraham. It's a very simple answer that Yad Aharon says, Ta'ut Sofer. That's the easiest way to get around this problem, Magen Avraham. But the Chidah is a whole mahalach. The Chidah is such a beautiful Chidah. What's the rule when it comes to machloket? Here I had a machloket, the Rif, the Rambam, They're on one side, the Katan counts, and the Rambam, Rosh says no. What was the number for the Rambam?
Seven or
eight. What was the number for the Rif? Nine or ten. Or eight or nine, depending on your girsa of the Rif. So, at what point do they agree? For you to say two-thirds of Amudei Hora'ah, at 7 years old, the Rif does not agree to the Rambam. Only when you get to 9 years old does the Rif agree to the Rambam. So the Chida says it's a Chumrah in Maran's Klal. And you go by Rov Amudei Hora'ah, that's only when they agree. At 7 years old, you only have one-third of the Amudei Hora'ah. Or you have one Biur of the Rif plus the Rambam. That's one and a half. You need to get to two. So at 9 years old, you get to two. The Chida writes this beautiful Mahalach. You never have thought it on your own. And the Ma'amar Mordechai says, first of all, the Magen Avraham is just giving you an example of 9 years old. Normal for a katan to start thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not Davka. And I saw the Sefer from Maran HaChida just came out, Berkei Yosef. He's wrong. Why did he write that? It's so stupid. It's so beautiful. Like, he gives you this whole beautiful thing. It's like, and the Chida just wrote, I just saw this new Sefer came out. It's often you see the Berkei Yosef, the Chida, and the Ma'amar Mordechai, they were printed at the same time. So they go head to head. That's why Ma'achazik Beracha is the Chida responding to all of the Ma'amar Mordechais. And the Ma'amar Mordechai wrote a smaller Sefer, which is included in the actual Sefer now, called Divrei Mordechai, where he just responds to the Ma'achazik Beracha. So if you really want to understand Halacha, if you learn the basic Nosei Kelim on the page of Shulchan Aruch, Pri Chadash in the back, Birkei Yosef, Ma'amar Mordechai, and then you look at the Kaf HaChaim, you already have the whole picture. He's just summarizing everything for you at that point. There's a few other acharonim, but you got the ikar when you just did all that. Especially when you learn Rechaim, that's mamash rein olam haba. Anyway, now halacha lemaaseh, what do we do? First of all, the Birkat Hashem has four reasons why. Moshe Levi has four reasons why we don't follow the Schida. I'm not going to go through all four, but the most compelling one, one of the important ones to keep in mind that he uses is that the Chida writes in one of the simanim in Choshen Mishpat in Chafei, which is all about Piskei Halacha. The Chida writes over there in Chafei that whenever I write in Birkei Yosef v'chen ikar, I mean that's the maaseh. Otherwise, I'm traveling around the world, I'm looking in different libraries, so I'm picking up svarim and I'm picking up tziyunim, I'm citing things, but I don't have the wherewithal to paskin based on what's in front of me right now, because I only have a limited amount of svarim, so I can't be confident in what I'm saying all the time. So Birkei Yosef is only chumrot for me, says the Chida. Wow. Unless I write v'chen ikar, and then I mean it l'maaseh for everybody. In addition to saying it's not mukhrach, Rav Moshe Levi says he never wrote v'chen ikar. So I don't need to be machmir for this Chida. Even a katan 6 years old, like Maran says, counts. And anyway, that's the minhag, and there are many rishonim whom, if the Chida had seen, he would agree. Those are the four reasons. Rav Vadi also says the Chida is like this in Vadi. We hold like Maran. You don't, in 6 years old, and that's fine for us. The thing is, the Ben Yishchai, what does he write?
Nine.
So now you have this big problem again. Just like the Magen Avraham was a big problem, is a Taut Sofer. No, he's a Dugma, has a whole Pshat. What does the Ben Yishchai mean? So Rav Avadia says, Lav Davka, just like the Magen Avraham. And the Kaf HaChaim says, Davka, like everybody else. So now you have this problem. So the Kaf HaChaim is Machmir for 9 years old. The Ben Yishchai just says, anyway, you should find a Gadol if you can. But Halacha L'maaseh, we're going to find, you're only two people. You're only two gedolim in the katan. What do you do? So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu also holds like Rav Avadia, which implies to me that he read the Ben Yishchai not like the Kaf HaChaim. He read the Ben Yishchai like Rav Avadia. That's what it implies to me. Either way, because of this, Chacham Ben Sion says when you have a katan who's 6 years old until nine, you should only count him for a zimun of shelosha, not for a zimun of Asara, because we're going to see in a second, there's a machluk about what he counts for anyway. So the Chacham Ben Sion says in the Ron Sion Chelik Bet that you should not count him for a Zion of Asara until he's 9 years old, but for three, even if he's not nine, that's Beseder Gamur. And Rav Avadia doesn't write against this in the back of Yabi Omer Chelik Tet, where he has the running commentary attacking everything in Or Letzion. But in Halacha Berura, Rav David Yosef, for his father, not as a shaliach, right? Zachin Adam Shalvafanav, Rabbi David Yosef in Halacha Berura attacks Chacham Ben Sion for Rav Avadia and says that he's wrong. Okay, Beseder Gamur. Now, what is it? Two more things. What does the Katan count for and how many? What does he count for? Is the Machloket. The tour quotes Rabbi Peretz, he only counts for a Zimun Shalosha, not a Zimun Ba'asara. But the Rambam says explicitly counts for both. Beseder Gamur. Because of that, we discussed last time, what do you have to eat? You have to eat anything to count for Zimun, or you have to dafka eat bread. So the Achronim have a Chumrah that if a Katan only ate other things, he didn't eat bread, He shouldn't count for Zimun because it's like a sveka. It's a tartelere yuta. One, he didn't eat bread. And two, he might not even count for Zimun in the first place, so it's better to stay away and not do a Zimun according to the Birkat Hashem. But of course, if he eats pat or pat avavikistani, that would be fine. That's the Birkat Hashem Schumra. Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim told me over the summer, at the request of David Aziz, I investigated this. Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim told me over the summer that no. B'diavad, even that's a good svara, B'diavad will still count him for Zimun. And B'seder, so l'ma'aseh, you can count a katan for Zimun no matter what he eats, for 3 and for 10. But how many kitanim? If the whole point is that it's similar to what I just told you about, like, you know, rov nikar and eating what you eat, the number of kitanim should also be the same. The Kolbo, in fact, says up to 3 kitanim count for zimun of asara. But if you have their own, they can't make their own zimun. That I think is the Mishnah. But they can at least count 3 out of 10. That's fine. That's a Kolbo, and that's the only thing quoted in the Beit Yosef. But there's a Riaz. Who's quoted by many acharonim, who says only one katan always, no matter what size zimun you have. And because there's this whole machloket by the number of kitanim, and by the number what the kitanim counts for, and what they have to eat in general, all these machlokot make all of the acharonim pe'echad, which is very interesting. All of the acharonim pe'echad disagree with Maran. Everybody, pick a name, they all say, we only let one katan count for zimun, bein b'shalosha, bein b'asara. It's important also, in Rabbi Cohen's shul, when they count a katan for zimun in the mornings for breakfast, but they won't count more than one katan for zimun for breakfast. Because of this, chumra of all of the acharonim. Now, finally, we have an Ashkenazi, a Sfaradi, both gedolim, and a Sfaradi katan, walk into Burger's Bar, or Golan. What do? They all had bread. Do they make a zimun or not? The Sfaradi says you can make a zimun. The Ashkenazi says he cannot. You have one Sfaradi gadol, one Ashkenazi gadol, and a Sfaradi katan. Can you count? If the Ashkenazi holds, you can't count a katan for zimun. The Sfaradi does. How do you go about doing this? So Avarachan counting. Forget about the Ashkenazi. So the Ashkenazi is not allowed to make a zimun. For him, it doesn't count. Isn't enough. But the Sfaradi does hold that way. So Rav Scheinberg and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu both say, have the Sfaradi Gadol make the Zimun, and the Ashkenazi is allowed to answer to that Zimun, but he's not allowed to be the one who's Mizamen. Everyone holds, by the way, a Katan can never be Mizamen. Only a Gadol, 13 years old, will apply Chazakah D'Rabbah, you don't have to check for Simanim, and we'll let him be Mizamen. But if under 13, everybody holds, you cannot be Mizamen. So this Sfaradi should be Mizamen, everyone else can answer. What if it's Asara? Can answer Elokeinu? So Shlomo Zalman says no, but you should silently just say Baruch She'achalnu, but it's not audible to everybody else, he's not saying She'achalnu. So those are the basic points. I should quickly review. The Gemara says you can count a katan for Zimun, machloket l'maaseh, with it for Sfaradim, yes, from 6 years old and on, because of Chinuch, Ashkenazim, never, for Ashkenazim, 13 years old and up. There's a whole machloket about 6 to 9, we hold the maaseh, the modern contemporary poskim, more or less say that you count him even from 6 years old, bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara, like the Rambam. And how many ketanim? One katan in any event. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.